Hey, this is TA and Marion. Here's Marion going to say hi.
Hi there.
Sitting on the top of Pangsang La, or Pangsang Pass, at 3,850 meters. And we're currently hanging out in our little orange tent, the same one that we had on the Mackenzie this summer. And we're having a mix of weather at the moment. Sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's hailing or grappling on us, making little round snowballs. And they got to be almost a centimeter in diameter, so that was kind of exciting. Right now there's a lull. It's sort of foggy, cloudy, misty, kind of, you know, ethereal mountain thing. Every once in a while the sun kind of tries to get us, you know, come on out, and we think it's going to be blue skies, but no, it just sort of warms us up in the tent. Great little climb up here today. It was another 1,100 meter gain. It sort of, that's our average so far on this trip. So we got up here in about 3.5 hours of moving time, so we were quite pleased. So that meant we were all tucked in before the rain, hail, snow interface started, so that was great. And some highlights from today were helping a little sheep find its mama in a carca. And today, carca meant steeply uphill after breakfast. Breakfast was scrambled eggs and chocolate pancakes. Lunch was vegetable rah-rah noodle soup with hot dogs and beans. And so we got all powered up the hill. And right now we're just sort of hanging out, staying warm, staying out of the weather, and looking at maps, looking ahead to the next couple of days, having a snack, all that kind of stuff, writing in the journal. And thanks so much to Elena White at St. Anne's School from Southeast Bite for sending in a message, and I want to say hi to the students of Southeast Bite. Look forward to seeing you in May month. And thanks, Alex, for the message. We always love to get little messages here on our way. And it definitely was a pretty big walk today. It was also a pretty big climb. It was sort of steeply up much of the day. Occasionally we walked on the new road where it bisected and ate the old trail, but mostly we just sort of went steeply up, 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 and finding that lovely rhythm of breathing and stepping and breathing and stepping. About, I'd say, 45 minutes out of camp this morning, we encountered our first snow, and so snow was a pretty constant companion on our way. This pass seems more alpine than some of the areas in the Khumbu at this time of year, though I know it's a heavy snow year up in the Khumbu as well, so it could be that way too, though here we are at 3850 and we've already passed the natural extent of trees. There's just some lovely little alpine heathery yellow flowers on the ground. The weather pattern's been kind of rain and thunderstorm every afternoon, and then beautiful morning. So this morning we had a beautiful view of Ganesh once again, and then probably by 8 a.m. that view gets eaten up by the clouds. So I think the plan is to be up early in the morning to see if we can see a beautiful view of the Langtang Himmel, which is our next sort of region that we'll traverse after finishing here in the Ganesh Himmel in a few days. So all's well here on the pretty big walk, which today felt like the pretty big climb. And I hope you're having a great day. Hope you can get out for a walk, move, breathe, and enjoy your surroundings. This is Marion and TA signing out from Camp 8 on the pretty big walk.